night. How merciful Allah is, and how easy to collect this reward, just making sure for coming to the masjid for Isha and for Fajr. You will get the reward of whole night of Laylatul Baraa without doing anything. Is it difficult, my brothers? No, it is not difficult. To achieve this reward and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to make little sacrifice. That's it. Come for Fajr. You are awake at Fajr time, I am sure. Preparing, going for job. So just come to the masjid and pray salat with congregation. Inshallah, you will get the reward of the full night. So the night of Laylatul Baraa is going to begin and commence from the Maghrib Salah. So ulama have suggested that instead of going home after Maghrib, remain in the masjid. And then spend between Maghrib and Isha time. Also, it's 1.5 hours, one hour, 15 minutes, whatever time it may be. Normally, the Salatul Awwabin after Salatul Maghrib, which is nafal salat, optional salat, is not faraz or wajib, but is great reward of the Awwabin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform 6 rakat of Awwabin after Salatul Maghrib most of the time. Always he used to perform. This is what his sunnah. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum also used to perform Salatul Awwabin, like we are performing Salatul Ishraq after sunrise. And tahajjud at night, likewise, Salatul Awwabin is after Maghrib Salat. It's 6 rakat, normally. But according to one riwayat, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had performed 20 rakat also with the niyat of Awwabin, 20 rakat. So in this particular night, instead of going home, remain in the masjid and follow this hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, although it is one riwayat, but we grab the opportunity and instead of just praying 6 rakat in this particular night, pray 20 rakat Awwabin, right? Two rakat of the unit. So by this you're gonna spend quite a bit time in performing salat, which is nafal salat. Engage yourself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every sajda you will gonna get the reward. A person is more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he is in the state of sajda. And then you recite some surah, suratul waqia, or suratul yasin, whatever Allah will give tawfiq. And then 3 tasbihat, very normal and common, as we know, 3rd kalma, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar 100 times, durus sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 100 times, and istighfar 100 times. And if you do this, inshallah, that will be the time for the salatul isha. So you have engaged and utilized this precious time of the night from the Maghrib till Isha. After Isha, you go home, and if Allah give you some tawfiq, have a cup of coffee or tea, and then spend some night in seclusion, because this is the night, is especially the night of the dua. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in this night, yustajabu fiha, here ad-du'a yustajabu fiha. In this particular night, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to spend most of the time in the dua, making dua for the ummah. So we should do that. Make some tahajjud salah, recite some Quran, and then make dua for the entire ummah, for ourselves, for our parents, for the deceased, marhumin, etc., etc. And according to one riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that in this particular night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the believers in that extent, لِأَكْسَرَ مِنْ عَدَدَ شَعْرِ غَنَمِ قَلْبِ. Banu Kalb was a big tribe in Madinah Munawwara. They used to have thousands of the goats and sheep. Very famous in Madinah. No one had that kind of big amount of sheep and goats as Banu Kalb used to have. So just to explain the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, quantity doesn't mean necessary the goat and sheep of Bani Kalb, is to show the importance of this night or to show the quantity, how much Allah is going to reward. He said the count the sheep and goats of Bani Kalb, which is in thousands, no one was able to count. Big, large number. And on the hair of the every sheep and goat is countless, no one can count, right? Count one goat and compare all the tribes, all the goats, you know, of the thousands of gods. This amount of forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the people in this particular night. Countless people will be forgiven in this particular night. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, illa mushrikin aw mushahinin. In one of the hadith, these two people will not be forgiven. A person who associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mushrik, Allah will not. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. This is the principal decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will never ever, you know, forgive a person who associate with him someone else. Mushahin is a major sin. A person who having enmity and bad feeling about a next Muslim brother. He doesn't like him, he hates him, and in his heart, he hates to that extent that he wants to harm him. He's making dua, may Allah, cursing upon him, that may Allah destroy his wealth, destroy his family, etc., etc. So this mushahin is very bad. Very bad quality. A Muslim should not have it in the heart. And another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives li jamil muslimin fitil kalayla illa li kahinin, except that person who is fortune teller. Or mushahin, again same word, a person who has enmity and jealousy and hatred and bad feeling, ill feeling about the next person, whether it is his brother or relative or anyone else. Aw mudminu khamrin, a person who habitual drinking too much. Drinking is haram, is major sin. A person who has a habit of drinking sharab in liquor, he will not be forgiven in this particular great night as well. A person aqulil walidain, a person who disobey his parents, father and mother, they are alive. He is speaking harsh with them, not taking care of them, and that's why the parents are not happy. So that kind of person also not be forgiven in this particular night. Or musirru ala zina, or a person who has a bad habit of adultery. He is married, but he is going out and doing this zina or adultery. So these four, five kind of people are not forgiven. My brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, some of the things we are not doing, alhamdulillah. We're not participating or we're not believing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyone else. Alhamdulillah, we are not mushrik. All those are sitting over here, none of us are mushrik. So we are not among this category. The next thing is the mushahin. This can be found in ourselves. People are praying salat, they are going for hajj, they are giving charity, they are fasting month of Ramadan, but still they have ill feeling in their hearts. This is so common in our society. One brother did something wrong, the rest of the life is not going to talk to him, he's going to pick up his phone, and he's just going to curse him out. And if something goes wrong to him, he feel happy. Yeah, he deserve it, he should be like that. He deserve more. So that enmity and hatred and jealousy is common amongst all. Even if people are praying salat, they are punctual to the masjid, but still they have this hidden disease in their hearts. So before Ramadan comes, before this particular night comes, we should clean our hearts. If you have something problem with the relatives, friends, pick up the phone, ask forgiveness for your own sake. I know it is very hard to apologize. It ego hurts, our ego hurts, and that is the main object. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to down ourselves, to humble ourselves. Man tawaza'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Who will humble himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate him. So pick up the phone for your own sake, for your own Ramadan. You say, Ramadan is coming, whatever have between us, please forgive me. It's up to him now, he forgives or not. It's up to him, leave him in the hands of Allah. But from your side, you have cleaned up your heart. You have no more enmity and hatred for him. Same thing, my brothers. We are not drinking liquor, alhamdulillah. So we are not in that category. Yes, but some of us are still disobeying the parents. Although he's coming to the masjid, praying salat, reciting Quran every day, making zikrullah, but some extent he is not fulfilling the rights of the parents, especially when they are old and we cannot tolerate their habits and their talking and etc. But remember, when you were a child, how much of effort and sacrifices they have done for you, especially mom. That's why in one of the hadith Rasulullah mentioned, mom has three rights upon a person compared to his dad. Because mom has more suffered and went through a lot of difficulties compared to the father. So if you have this kind of relationship, if your parents are still alive, respect them, have good conversation with them, speak to them politely, nicely, and ask forgiveness before this night comes. So if they will forgive, they'll make dua, their dua is accepted. The parents' dua for the children are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mustajabud da'wa. So don't lose this opportunity. And inshallah, I will advise that we should not only single out the 15th of Shaban fasting only on Tuesday, but rather we should fast 3 days. Like every month Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast Ayyamul Bid, 13, 14 and 15th of Shaban. This month also we should try to fast Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Sunday will be 13th of Shaban, Monday will be 14th of Shaban, and the Tuesday will be 15th of Shaban. So instead of just fasting for one day, rather we should fast for 3 days. What is the benefit of it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ja'a bil hasanat falahu ashru amsalih." Whoever brings one good action, one good deed, one good amal, Allah will multiply it at least tenfold, 10 times. So if you fast for one day, Allah is going to write 10 days of reward in your book of deed. So if you fast for 3 days, Allah is going to write the reward of 30 days, meaning the whole month of Shawwal, you will get in your book of deed just by fasting 3 days. This is the benefit and this is the advantage we all have to derive it. May Allah bestow you for that.